This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, in these worrying times, you need your solicitor and you probably need your accountant. You definitely need your accountant if you are in business. So I spoke to Alex Graham and Sarah Tucker from CKLG Accountants a little earlier today. And I started by asking Alex whether there really was this air of uncertainty or this feeling of uncertainty in the air.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. There's obviously a lot of uncertainty. And the fact that to try and sort of protect people, the economy's kind of almost started to be shut down effectively, which then is then having a big worry for employees, business owners. And the government's then been trying to work very quickly to try and roll out protections to sort of enable businesses to carry on ticking over to try and ride out this uncertain time so that they're ready and able to then sort of switch back on and everything can start working a bit more. So things are changing rapidly, often daily, some of the things the government are bringing out. And so we're just trying to keep on top of how any of those things are changing. And sometimes it can be sort of changing the next day. The advice can change a little bit. But a lot of them have started to come in with more concrete guidance now.
Now, of the various packages that are available, I mean, we've got business rates relief, things like that. A couple that have sort of really seem to have taken hold are furloughing. There seems to be a lot of that going on. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, that's giving some businesses a way of, if they are really having to close and things like that, the chance to look at the cost base and go, right, actually, what cost have we got there? Wages is a big cost of that. And actually, the government is then stepping in with this coronavirus job retention scheme, which is basically going to be providing the grants for furloughing employees to kind of protect that. So, I mean, they've moved very quickly to try and be able to get this up and running. But one of the things that's going to be coming out from that is that even though people are going to be able to sort of furlough staff, which is basically putting them effectively on unpaid leave and the payments are coming from the government grant, that the system to actually be able to recover that money from the government is looking likely not to be up and running by the end of until the end of April. And the chances are no money is likely to be coming in until a little bit after that. So one of the things that people are going to have to be juggling is the fact that there may not be any cash coming in until end of April, early May, to actually against these grants.
And what is the grassroots feeling of how the banks are handling this? Because I've heard very mixed messages. There is the CBILS, the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, and there seem to be large numbers of organisations applying, companies applying for this, but not much in the way of turnaround. But there's also been sort of local initiatives coming up from district councils and things.
Yes, I mean, the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme is... The government obviously was trying to put in an ability for businesses to loan and not need the security from the business owners. The feeling that I've sort of seen from business owners and various groups I've part with is that the banks aren't releasing funds. They're still being quite strict, and the government are trying to change that scheme slightly to try and free up the cash to get the banks to actually start lending it, because what I've heard, hardly anyone has actually managed to get these loans, and a lot of the banks are trying to stick to certain lending criteria, and hopefully the government announcements might then help that to start filtering through easier.
Okay, but there is being some grant money released, isn't there, by some district councils. There's some initiatives coming there.
Yeah, any business that's got premises and is receiving small business rates relief or rural rate relief should be entitled to a 10,000 grant from local councils. So that's all being processed by local councils at the moment. They're supposed to be writing to people. Some councils, I think, have already got that out the door. Not all of them have. So some, depending on which local authority people's businesses are based in or business premises are based in, it should be happening fairly soon that they'll be getting notified of how to then go and apply for these grants. So I think most of it is once those kind of websites have been set up by the councils, those people are going to be logging into that with their sort of details, business rates details, and looking at being able to apply for that. So that is a 10,000 grant. There is a slightly higher one of 25,000, depending on if people are in retail, hospitality, leisure businesses with slightly higher rateable values between 15 and 51,000. So depending on which size of premises and rateable values, that will be coming through.
Okay, but I mean, as you say, all of this is down to cash flow in the end, isn't it? And so there are many businesses, I guess, who are running on a very tight margin, especially with no cash coming in. What advice are you giving to businesses who are just sort of facing this black hole, albeit a temporary one?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's coming out there is the revenue are starting to, or HMRC even, are starting to have specific phone lines to help with time to pay arrangements on taxes, which is trying to help people with managing that cash flow by providing effectively almost like a credit line from the government in relation to those taxes. So anyone that's got VAT payments due between now and the end of June, they don't even have to phone up the helpline. It's an automatic allowable deferment. So any business that's got a VAT liability due needs to still file their VAT returns as normal, but they can defer the payment of that up till 31st of March 2021, kind of giving them a window to sort of try and pay that back.
Sure. I'm guessing, though, for a lot of businesses, they will actually be in the position that they're going to want a VAT refund, aren't they? Are they turning those rounds reasonably quick as well?
Yes. I mean, anyone that needs to process anything normally. So all VAT returns need to be processed as normal, through normal deadlines. If you've got the money and want to pay it, you can pay it. And if you've dealing with that, if you've got a refund, that will get processed as normal. So it's one of those things where if you need to, then you can do that. And also, one of the points is that if anyone is paying VAT on direct debit, you need to cancel that direct debit if you are wanting to take advantage of the deferral. Otherwise, the money will come out of your bank account.
Well, that's good advice. Sound advice. What else should people be doing? Well, in person, what about the small self-employed and people like that? Because we're talking about money there being available, grants to the self-employed, but not till probably June, we're hearing.
No, that's right, Neil. It's at the moment, there is on offer a self-employed income support scheme. But what must be remembered that actually it's only available to those that were carrying out a self-employed business effectively over the last 3 years or even the last year. So anybody that hasn't submitted their tax return for the year to 5th of April 2019, please get it done by the 23rd of April. Otherwise, you will not be eligible to claim under the Self-Employed Income Support Scheme. Sadly, anybody that started a small business after 6th of April 2019 won't be eligible for this. And your profits have to be less than 50,000 and account for more than half of your total income. And that has to be averaged over 3 years or 2 years or 1 year, if you've only been then obviously trading the 1 year. But HMRC are going to be in touch with all those who are eligible to claim directly, but they're not going to be in touch till June. What they'll get is a taxable lump sum of a maximum amount of $7,500. So, again, there's a delay in this whole cash flow and it is still significantly less, but nevertheless helpful than what they would have generated had their business not been interrupted by COVID-19. In the meantime, what self-employed people can actually do is claim universal credit. But, crikey, to get hold of anybody to try and organise your universal credit, I think that's quite challenging at the moment. For anybody else that's due to pay any income tax in July under the usual payment on account arrangements, that's actually been deferred until 31st of January 2021, which is good news. But don't forget, in all of these tax payments that are due, that HMRC are asking you to pay later without interest or penalties, they are deferrals. They are still going to be payable. So you're going to get quite a bunching of tax payments due in the new year. If it's not the 31st of January 2021 tax payment, which will be made up of your what would have been paid then in July and your balancing payment for the tax year that's just about to end, then your VAT payments due in March, it is all deferred. So, whilst the cash flow is just going to be so volatile for any business at the moment, it's incredibly up and down, and just because of the situation we find ourselves in. So, as Alex rightly said, HMRC do have this time to pay facility, and there is a dedicated number that people can call. And if that can help defer any liabilities from income tax to PAYE taxes, then please make use of it.
When you talk about universal credit, if I can just come back on that one, a lot of small businesses in particular, they will have some assets and cash saved away if they're sensible. Does universal credit not just take, well, if you've got £5,000 in the building society, you don't qualify?
There is a cut-off, and I have a feeling off the top of my head it's 16,000. If you have savings of more than 16,000, then you're not eligible to universal credit. So it's not available to everybody, but it is worth looking into, as if there are any other benefits anybody can claim. The key message I need to get out there is if you've not completed your 18-19 tax return and are self-employed as a sole trader or even a partner in a partnership, just get it done by the 23rd of April. You don't want to lose out on this taxable grant that's available under the Self-Employed Income Support Scheme. That's the first key message that I need to get out there. It might pay to actually get your tax return done early, and it always pleases us tax advisors if we can get a tax return in early in any case. But if your income has declined in this tax year due to COVID-19 or for any other reason, even maybe a lagging effect of all Brexit things that have been going on, then get your tax return in early, because if you're due a tax refund and HMRC can process it, then, you know, let's get it back to help this cash flow. Just another point to pick up on, of course, you know, we are all working from home as well. And if your employer is helping you with the additional costs in terms of running your home because you are working from home, you can be paid £4 per week tax-free. Now, that increases to £6 per week from 6th of April. Plus, if, you know, highly unlikely, but, you know, most of us have broadband internet connection these days, but there is also a bit of tax relief there as well if the employer has actually had to spend out on installing broadband internet connections, etc., in somebody's home, just to facilitate the working from home.
There we go. That's Sarah Tucker and Alex Graham there from CKLG Accountants. My thanks to them for joining us, and sound advice in these troubled times.